There's growing frustration that U.S. track star Sha'Carri Richardson will not be eligible to compete in her signature event, the 100-meter dash, at the Tokyo Summer Olympic Games. And we've actually just learned this evening she will also be left off the U.S. relay team. The banned sprinter is not on the Olympic roster released tonight by USA Track and Field, a decision that means the American champion's positive test for marijuana will cost her a chance at competing in Tokyo altogether. Richardson says she took marijuana to ease the pain of learning her biological mother had died, and she failed a drug test. The 21-year-old owned up to her mistake, saying she's human.
A petition from MoveOn.org now has more than a half million signatures of people that are demanding that Sha'Carri be allowed to return. The Washington Post sports columnist Jerry Brewer told Dimitri this decision is highly unfair because we don't view marijuana use the way we once did.
No one wins in this. I mean, when you look at the Olympics, the women's 100 meters was going to be a bigger deal than the men's 100 meters this year, you know, in a year in which we no longer have Usain Bolt's dominance over the men's sport. And it was really like a 4 or 5 woman competition for the gold that was going to be incredibly compelling. So the Olympics don't win. NBC doesn't win. When you look at Sha'Carri Richardson, you know, you're talking about one of the top 5 faces of the American team. You know, I mean, I think of Simone Biles and Katie Ledecky. You know, outside of those two, I think you could argue that Sha'Carri was one of the most anticipated performers. So it does rob everyone involved in a lot of this. But, you know, ultimately, when you get into an issue of doping and the way that the doping rules are, you get into territory in which it's just very, very difficult for you to untangle yourself when you're popped with a violation like she was.
I've heard some people suggest that this is part of a larger pattern of discriminating against black women in the Olympics. There's also a controversy involving swimmers and whether they can wear a certain cap that is meant to protect black women's hair. There's some other instances, but on the face of it, isn't this just a straight up violation? Can we draw any racial inference?
Yeah, I mean, you want to look at it as a doping issue and a doping issue that you would hope sees no race. But then you can't help but pan out a little bit and just see that in terms of all the conflicts going on right now, all of these issues disproportionately are affecting black women. So it's hard not to look at it and feel like there's some kind of attack, considering the difficult conversations we've been having in society. But that probably is piling too much onto it. But it's just kind of inevitable with all of our intersectional difficulties that we've been having not to look at it somewhat in that light. The rule is incredibly harsh, considering the way our attitudes throughout the country have changed according to marijuana. And it's hard to justify, you know, we live in a world in which if you did that, that's a 30-day suspension. But if you go out and her response was like, I'm going to take 4 shots of whiskey or whatever your alcohol of choice is, there would have been nothing. It would have just been okay. That's where we have to have this deeper conversation of how we're viewing marijuana. And there has to be some alignment in between how sports deals with it and how American society deals with it. And then a larger conversation as to, you know, how the world deals with it.
And that is Washington Post sports columnist Jerry Brewer.